This is Elle.
And I'm Dee.
And this is Tall Tales from the Table podcast.
If you remember us.
Yeah, because it's been almost a year from what I'm looking at this. It's been a while.
And we apologize. And it's nothing that we have pieced out from any of our normal activities. We just have gotten sidetracked.
Yes. And we're still gambling.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. But now we are finally, we're driving up to Blackhawk again, so we have time in the car to...
We're actually doing an overnighter, which we have not done in years in Blackhawk, probably.
Yeah.
Probably years, huh?
Yeah. We're staying at Ameristar.
Yeah.
They have a new, because they don't have a new casino up here, but they have a new hotel. It's called the Monarch. It's just an updated hotel. No, it is... It's probably not even new anymore. It's probably been a couple of years.
New.
I don't even want to talk about
We're
it.
We're new.
But we do like to stay at Ameristar. If you go up there, it's a great hotel.
Yeah.
It's probably, I don't know, maybe Monarch is nicer, but other than that.
We haven't stayed at the Monarch Hotel.
No.
But
no,
we will sometime.
Yes. We're going to play a little, it's our birthdays. We're celebrating our birthdays.
Yep.
I'm 27 and I'm
22.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you've been getting into casinos for so long.
I know. I just look a little bit older for my age.
Yes. Yes.
I'm very mature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're excited. We're going out to dinner. So that means we have to stop gambling to go have a nice little lovely dinner. We're meeting my sister up here. It's just a nice little girls' getaway. And
yes,
we are super excited. We brought about 20 different changes of clothes so we can figure out what we want to wear.
For one night.
For one night.
And we're eating at the Lodge. So White Buffalo Grill is the Lodge.
We used to eat there all the time. It's like,
they have good food. I don't know.
Yes.
But I think the party's over. Yeah. You get behind the Subaru. Back behind the Subaru.
This canyon. But anyway, we've been all over the United States hitting casinos,
mm-hmm,
together and not together. Just
doing
our thing. And we definitely have a new crazy addiction.
It's the cow machine.
The cow machine. I think it's
Planet of the Moolah?
No, invaders from the planet Moolah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We don't even know.
I know. I used to call it invaders from the killer planet.
I thought it was planet
something.
Mars or something.
No,
I don't
Moolah.
Even know. Okay.
It is addicting. And there's three different generations of it. So there's the first one, kind of blah. Kind of boring.
Although I did really well in Reno on it.
You can still do well.
And at Peppermill in the Reno.
In the
Peppermill at Reno, in Reno, wherever. That's all they have, which is bizarro to me that they only have...
I know.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
I don't know how
sense.
Casinos pick their machines or how they have connections to some machines and not others or how that works.
Saratoga has...
Generation 2. Which is still kind of my favorite, I think, overall. And then we were just in New Orleans at Harrah's, which is a Caesar, and they did have 2.
Yeah.
And they just went through a whole remodel. It's really pretty there.
Ladies hiking up the hill.
Oh. It's really pretty. They've done a good job, but they have... the third generation machine there.
Yes.
And we played that, 2 days ago.
Yes. Yes.
And it was fun. I was doing really good. My machine was doing really well, but...
I had to leave.
I still proceeded to give all my money back, but it was fun.
It was a good video game.
It was a good video game.
Mine was not doing that great. I went to some other machine that was kind of fun. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
She asked me, she goes, what was that called? And I'm like...
Fun.
I don't know.
No, it had like...
It was like the money link. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, is that
money
what that
link?
Is called when you get 3 money symbols and it triggers you to spend...
6, so you have to get 6 money.
I mean 6. I was saying 3 and in my head I visualized 6. So
yeah, because you get 6,
two.
But you only get 3 spins. But if you get more, right, then you get more spins. So that's, yeah.
And you can get like the progressives on there.
Yes.
Or you can get, like on that machine you're playing, you can get the extra wheel spin.
Yeah, and it's got three different levels. So as you're hitting it, if it has like a green circle around the money number, it goes up into the second square. And then if you hit like six,
Ella's showing the diagram so y'all can see her, yes, her hands.
We need to be doing this on YouTube so yeah, people could see what's happening.
Right.
And that was fun. It wasn't fun in the beginning because I wasn't doing well, but then it warmed up.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Well, and then back to the cow machine. It's the third generation's kind of fun. It's got, so all of them have the unicow. The unicow is a cow that has a unicorn.
Does the first generation have the unicow?
Yes. That's what its basis is on, but it's not as okay, exciting because you don't get all that extra bonus stuff.
Other stuff. Right.
But, yeah. It's super duper fun. And the unicow will appear, and only sometimes will the unicow trigger. And you never know when the unicow is going to trigger.
I'm going to tell you guys a fun story about the unicow.
Is it fun?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. So, hold on. Let's back up.
Oh, no. Because you don't want to talk about it, do you?
No. Somebody used to hate this machine, and it wasn't me.
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
She's like, you go play your little
Moo
and
cow,
she
yeah,
would go elsewhere because she didn't like it. Well, then she was so desperate to hang out with me because she loves me.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, all right, I'll sit next to you and play the stupid little machine. Well, she started having fun. She started seeing the connection that I share with this machine.
The addiction came in.
Uh-huh. And then she all of a sudden calls it like her machine, and it's not.
I never called it my machine. And I always let her pick her own machine. And I'm going to tell you why. So this actually takes place over a couple different casinos. Because the first time, you and your sister both got mad at me. So I hit the unicow. But here's what happens. If you hit the unicow right before you want to leave.
Don't.
It
takes forever.
It takes forever because you can't make it go faster. You can't hit the button and it goes. And you get like hundreds, 400
Four,
free games.
500 spins.
Yeah. So there I sat, and Dee had to get home, and her sister was ready to go home, and I got the unicow.
And here we sat.
And there...
We're out of money. My sister
and
I are broke.
And I'm happy for myself.
I'm happy for herself, too.
Because you're guaranteed probably to get a stupid tax form, which was what I'm dealing with right now. It wasn't even that great of a win, but just it was about enough to get it in there. But it takes, half hour? I sent you guys up to get food and everything. They went up to the restaurant.
She did buy her food. She bought it.
I did buy their food.
Out of guilt.
Yes.
But, it was super fun.
So then they're already mad at me. Then fast forward probably a few weeks. Maybe it was a month or so later.
Maybe a couple weeks.
We go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. They have a Hard Rock there.
Ready to go home. It's friggin' 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
And guess who triggers the unicow?
Yep.
Not D.
Yep. And D is, she's legitimately, mad at me. And she's like, I'm not even pretend I'm not mad at you.
I did not even pretend. I was very vocal and very body language about it.
I've seen anybody so mad about their best friend
winning a shit ton of money.
And she was like, this shouldn't even be. This is my machine. Oh, by the way, supposedly I was on her sister's machine when I won in Saratoga. Yes. No, this time.
It was my machine.
I'm on her machine.
Yeah.
I'm laughing now, but she legitimately, I was like, wow, she's really breaking up with me.
I was transparent about it.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
She was mad.
I cried the whole way home.
She did. I was like, this is crazy.
But I had, she out of guilt loaned me $100. This is a funny story. She loaned me $100 to shut me up for a minute because I was crying. I was out of money. And she's like, I'm just sitting here winning all this money. Shut up. Here's $100. Pay me back. So when she was done, I think she cashed out for like $1,200. And I was like, I don't think I should pay you back.
Yeah, no, she, yeah, 100%. She's just like, no.
So we learned from that. We came up with a new pact that any, if, when either one of us went over $1,000, it's $100 per thousand.
Yes. Yeah, $100 per thousand.
If you win $1,900, though, it's just $100.
Yeah, but if you win, we have 2, to. 000, and it's a hard line. It's a hard line.
Yep, hard line.
It's a hard line.
It's not that. It's not a.
Yeah, it's not a tapered. No, no, progressive.
No, no, it's not a where you go up from a higher number.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can think of it. I can see the scale.
It's not a greater.
Oh. Gradient? I don't know. We'll come up with it afterwards.
Know. Yeah.
But anyhow, so we did. So tonight, her and I will do that. We'll see if her sister wants to get in on it.
No, my sister doesn't have a choice.
Okay. And then so any of us, then it's going to be.
So if we win $1,000,
it's going to cost.
I'm giving out $200.
Yeah.
But then they could take that $100 and win $2,000 and I get $200 back.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And I do. I think it's fair.
I think it is fair because you should share.
Yes. Yeah, because then that way we are really truly rooting for each other.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Yeah. I mean, and I will admit, we will all admit, I will watch somebody winning money. And as much as I want to be happy for them, I'm mad.
Well, you were very happy for me the other day in New Orleans, but I could see you looking at my machine going...
Yeah, because I was losing my ass.
I know, and it sucks, but I wasn't winning my ass.
No, that is true.
It up to, I think the highest.
And here, do you want to know what's even weirder?
What?
So we were both on the cow machine. She was winning, I was losing. When I left the cow machine and I was on a different machine, psychologically, why does that work? That I wasn't as invested in like I was happier for you for winning as long as I wasn't sitting at the cow machine. Then I moved to a different machine, did a couple things, and then some lady sat at my machine that I had been on.
And we didn't talk about that. And she turned the volume down.
Yes, which, so anybody who's been in a casino probably has heard the cow machine, and you might get very...
That's annoying.
It's annoying.
But when you're 100%. Playing it with someone else, you feed off of that excitement.
Yes. Because you hear when you... Yeah, you know. And when the unicow comes up, it makes a different noise. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God. Because what will happen is the unicow can come up, but you might get that, but it might trigger right off of it. It's got to... Yeah. It's got to...
And then hopefully you get... What sometimes has happened is you get the unicow... And then you had won that line. You won a line.
Yeah.
So it spins again, and then it goes again, and then you spin again, and then it goes again, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah. Great. Oh.
Yeah. Listen to us talk about it.
I know. We're already excited to get up there. I don't know if Ameristar has the cow machine. Her sister's checking it out.
She's checking it out right now. She's probably sitting there winning.
Saratoga has it. But I'll tell you. People get addicted to it, so sometimes it's hard to get on those machines.
Yeah.
And we were laughing about it because the truth of the matter is, I think the biggest jackpot on there is if you get Grandpa, which is only like $45.
A little over $4,000 is like the most you can win on that machine. It's not like you're playing a high stakes game.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, the progressive's like, you know, 30 grand or something. We're talking $4,000 and we are this addicted to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb, like, and it's so
that's
ridiculous.
That's not going to change. That's going to change our night, but it's not going to change our life.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's so funny. Oh, and speaking of which, so a friend of mine was Las Vegas right after New Year's, and she was on a $5 slot she was in the
high
limits, and she was on one of those Money Link, whatever you call those, and I do like those machines. She won $114,000, and it was kind of funny because she sent me a message and she sent me a picture. She goes, I won this at the Park MGM early morning, right after New Year's. And I go, oh, that's nice. Yeah. And I thought I was reading it wrong. I thought it was like $11,400. And she's like, I started crying. And I'm like, she started crying over $11,400.
I would cry over $11,000. I am that sad.
Oh my God. Well, I don't even know know what I said. And then she goes, $114,000. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would definitely be.
Yeah, so she was super happy. So it happened on New Year's, da 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 da. I was messaging another friend of ours, and they are not really, they don't know each other at all, these two people. And I said, oh my God, a friend of mine, day after New Year's, won $114,000 on the link. And she, I know she knows what this machine is because her husband won like $20,000 on it.
Yeah.
A little bit ago. $28,000? Okay. And she's like, oh my God, we watched her win. She goes, we were playing on that machine and they must have got off it. Yeah. And
this was in Vegas.
Yeah, Park MGM.
Park MGM.
And she said they were watching, and she said they saw her win it.
Yeah, no
don't,
relation.
No relation. They don't know each other at all. So totally random that I even told her about it.
And they happened to be there watching it at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Yeah, so I would like to win $114,000, but I was complaining.
I will take my 4,000 grandpa.
About my little W-2s that I've gotten. I've gotten a few of them this year.
I didn't get any.
No. It doesn't mean that I won anything.
2023 was not my gambling year.
But I was sitting there going, I'm trying to get all my win-loss statements or whatever for my accountant because of these. And I'm thinking, oh my God, my friend she's got $114,000 bill.
Yeah. Did she pay taxes on it?
No, she said she just took it all cash.
Oh, I wonder how much she has to pay.
Which I would do too, wouldn't you? I think they gave her a cash amount of some and maybe a check amount. I didn't ask her, but she said she didn't pay any taxes.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of some of our catch-up story.
We haven't been playing as much blackjack.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like we play blackjack, but I mean, I do.
We're going to play it tonight.
Yeah, we are going to play tonight. We have all night long.
Yeah.
This is so nice.
Or we'll be in bed at 8:30 broke. We are not sure which one it's
going to
be.
Well, we decided if that's the case, we're going to go back to our room and turn on loud music and have a dance party.
Yeah. Yeah. And irritate everybody else.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So... But we've missed you all. I hope you've missed us. We're going to try to get better again. We're back.
Yeah. Yes.
We're alive. Yeah. We're kicking.
Yep. And we'll have some more stories after this. And I know that we say we'll tell you how we did, and we won't.
We will. Because tomorrow we'll do another one.
Oh, are we going to? Yes, we are. Sure we are.
Yep. Good or bad.
We say this every single time. And then
we only
never
do it if it's good.
Yeah. And that... Typically,
but anyone who's a gambler, which y'all are since you're listening to our gambling stories, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's like,
if anyone gets it, you do.
Yep. So commiserate with us.
All right, guys.
All right.
Well, we missed you all.
We'll talk to you soon. Peace, love, and blackjack.